For 9-year-old Leia Rainey, the school day now begins with what her teacher calls an emotional check-in. "It's great to see you. How are you feeling?" A voice comes from her laptop. It asks her to choose an emoji that represents how she feels. Happy, sad, worried, angry, frustrated, calm, silly, tired. Depending on her answer, Leia gets a few more questions. Have you eaten breakfast? Are you hurt or sick? Is everything okay at home? Is someone at school being unkind? On a recent day, Leia chose silly, but she said she struggled with sadness during online learning. Leia is in the fourth grade at Lakewood Elementary School in the American state of Kentucky. This year, all 420 students there will start their days the same way. The school is one of thousands across the United States using technology to measure students' state of mind and warn teachers of anyone who might be struggling. The tool that Leia Rainey and other Lakewood students use for emotional check-ins is called Close Gap. Rachel Miller is the founder of Close Gap. She said interest in the technology exploded because of the coronavirus pandemic. She said more than 3,600 American schools will be using the technology this year. In some ways, this year marks a return to pre-pandemic normalcy in the U.S. Most school systems have lifted face covering requirements. Most have also ended social distancing rules. But the pandemic's long-lasting effects remain. Among them are the effects of loneliness and distant learning on children's emotional well-being. School systems across the country are using federal pandemic money to hire more mental health specialists. They're also using the money to expand classes that deal with emotional health. The class called Social Emotional Learning, or SEL, has become the latest area of disagreement in education. Some American parents say SEL classes are used to teach ideas about race, gender, and sexuality, and they take time away from the more traditional classes. Asra Nomani is a parent from Fairfax County in Virginia. She said social-emotional well-being has become an excuse to intervene in the lives of children in the most intimate of ways that are both dangerous and irresponsible. But educators say the class helps students deal with pressure and emotions, and it will help them in the classroom and life. Dan Dominic is the executive director of the National School Superintendents Association. He said, "We are finally beginning to recognize that school is more than just teaching the kids reading, writing, and arithmetic. Just as a hungry child cannot learn," Dominic added, "a child with a troubled mind cannot pay attention to schoolwork." A recent report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that 44% of high school students said they experienced feelings of sadness or hopelessness during the pandemic. President Joe Biden's administration recently announced over $500 million in assistance to expand mental health services in the country's schools. The money is in addition to federal and state money that schools have received to deal with pandemic-related needs. Claire Chi is an 11th grade student at State College Area High School in central Pennsylvania. She described the government's efforts as temporary. Last year, her school added emergency counseling and therapy dogs, among other supports, but most of that help lasted a day or two, she said. "That's not really a mental health investment for students," she said. This year, her school has added more counselors and plans mental health training for all 10th graders. Many schools, however, are having trouble hiring counselors. Goshen Junior High School in Northwest Indiana has been struggling to replace a counselor who left last year. John Demaray Morse, one of two counselors left at the school, said, "One person trying to meet the needs of 500 students? It's impossible." The American School Counselor Association recommends having one counselor for every 250 students, but few states in the country have that. For the 2021 school year, only two states, New Hampshire and Vermont, met that goal. That information is based on data from the National Center for Education Statistics. The Associated Press found that some states have a very low number of counselors. Arizona averages one counselor for every 716 students. In Michigan, it is one for every 638 students. And in Minnesota, it is one for every 592 students.